Penguin Random House Audio presents Modified: GMOs and the Threat to Our Food, Our Land, Our Future. This is the author, Caitlin Shetterly. For my sweet rabbit and my tender lion, for you too shall inherit this earth. There is, in fact, no distinction between the fate of the land and the fate of the people. Wendell Berry, 2012, Jefferson Lecture. Part 1. Flyover Country. Man is a part of nature, and his war against nature is inevitably a war against himself. Rachel Carson, 1963 interview on the CBS program The Silent Spring of Rachel Carson. In the Great Plains, the vistas look like music, like kyries of grass. Gretel Ehrlich, The Solace of Open Spaces. Chapter 1. The blue Nebraska sky stretched above my car like a tight rubber band. The wind held its My Antonia constancy, and the sun beat down. All around, as far as the eye could see, were dusty brown fields of dried soybeans and golden fields of dried corn. There were no trees. Just that huge open expanse of soy and corn crop after soy and corn crop, alternating gold and brown and open to the big blue sky. Tractors glinted in the sunlight like ships at a distance, sailing up and down, methodically cutting ribbons out of a sepia ocean, while dust billowed like a thick and impenetrable storm behind them.